Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends, and we are well into November with lots to look forward to as the holiday season commences. And I'm thrilled that we have some great guests in the studio to talk about a very special project indeed. And before I unveil who they are, I'd like to give a quick shout out to our friends at Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero near the Fresh Market off of Miracle Mile, the second off of Seaway Drive there in St. Lucie County. I'm telling you, they make for great gifts, right? What do you get the person that has everything? Maybe a nice pedicure, manicure, pampering session. That's it. And they have true nail artists. So you bring them a design to bring in the spirit of the holiday, and they will emulate it. It will last for weeks. You will love it. I went this weekend. I did a little fall something. It's very beautiful. I always say add sparkle, but cost effective, and you'll feel great. Open 7 days a week. Thank you to Foxy Nails for being a partner of the program. And I know that everybody that comes to see this production is going to have great looking nails in the crowd. I have a sense about it, especially those on the stage. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Dancing on the Dingle, an Irish Christmas tale. If you haven't heard of it before, it's because it's 100% original, and it is being brought to life for its first time this season. In the studio, I have the creator of the show. He wrote the story. He wrote the lyrics. Mr. Larry Strauss, my friend, how have you been?
My friend, it is so good to be here. And it brings back memories of the Vero Beach Centennial.
Oh, yeah.
When you were the face of the Centennial, and my singing group, the Vero Beach Theater Guild, ended up being the closing act, the Centennial, because I think the Beatles got rained out. So we had that honor.
What fun it's been. Now, I know that you have a passion for theater. You have a passion for musicals. This story blossomed, and it was a real work of love that didn't just transpire overnight, right?
No, it almost happened by accident. And if anything good came out of COVID for me, it was this. Because I had done 35 shows at the Theater Guild up through 2019, and then COVID hit.
Right.
And so we're all isolated at that point. My wife, Carol, is a clinical psychologist. Now she's no longer going to the office. She is seeing patients, you know, behind locked doors in our home over a Zoom-type program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take a psychologist to recognize that I'm climbing the walls at that point. I mean, I'm not even going to play golf.
Right.
She said, you should go back to your songwriting. Well, I was nothing more than a novelty songwriter. I just did it for fun. Maybe I was clever with words and lyrics. I never had any intention to have anything published. And this goes all the way back to my days in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled out a file and I pulled out a certain song and I started working on this song. And then a week later, she said, when this is over, this whatever this thing is, this COVID thing, we should go back to Ireland.
Ah.
So independent of doing this song, which happened to be a song called Nobody Knows Our Names, Santa's Elves,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at we'd been to Ireland one time. I kissed the Blarney Stone, which is not an easy thing to do. And been to Dublin, that was it. But I had a map of Ireland from that trip. And I'm looking over a map of County Kerry in southwest Ireland and the Dingle Peninsula of Ireland. And I'm looking at the names of the towns, Dingle, Ballybunion, Tralee, and I'm thinking, that's the names of the elves. That's why I never finished that song.
Aha.
Nobody knows our name. Everybody knows the reindeer, right?
Yeah.
Nobody knows the elves. They're from County Kerry, Ireland, and they're named after towns in County Kerry. And that's the way I finished the song, never having any intention of writing a musical. But then I wrote another song, and the next thing I know, I had 25. I had too many. And I boiled it down to the need to have parts of the story and the need to have songs, and I ended up with a full musical called Dancing on the Dingle, an Irish Christmas Tale, with 18 original songs.
Wow.
What I had were simple melodies in my head because I'm not a composer. And I needed a fantastic musical score. So a year and a half ago, I found a musical genius, Dr. Jacob Craig at First Presbyterian.
Quite the local celebrity.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
He loved it. And he and I have been collaborators on this thing for the last year and a half. The musical score. Now, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I realize that. But I think it's fabulous.
Pretty
sensational. This is a show I wrote for grown-ups. I'm being told that kids will love it as well. And now I'd like to talk about one of the role of the Irish school teacher.
Which just happens
Paula
to be.
Bushell, right. Let's talk about how that happened.
Yes. Well, going back so many years, yours truly, dear listeners, has been able to get to know a number of incredible people in our community. And one way is by the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. And with some friendships and with some monthly networking, Paula Bushell, very active in the Vero Beach area, came to mind instantly when my friend Larry comes in the doors at White Glove Moving and Storage to my office and says, I'm looking for a lead for this role, this story. It's Irish setting. It needs life. And I said, I happen to know a beautiful gal that fits the bill. The connections happen. And now here she is in the studio
yes.
with us. Paula Bushell, one of the principal roles in this incredible production that is going to be airing in just a few short weeks. You are truly Irish. Could there
I
be
am
a
indeed.
Better fit?
Yes.
Listen to her. We
well,
can listen to
there's
days.
A lot of wonderful Irish Americans in Vero, but there's only a handful of us from Ireland.
Right.
And we were very lucky that Larry came to you and said, do you know somebody who could do this?
Yes, I know. Every time I see Larry walk in the door, he knows what days I'm in the office.
Yeah.
He has random questions. Mm-hmm. But what an absolute perfect fit. Now, did you have any theater background?
I was in theater years ago, going back to college days. But several years ago, I approached the Theater Guild. I've tried out for a role there, didn't get it. But another play came along and they contacted me and said, would you like to try out for it? So I did. And luckily, the producer on that particular play, which was Cash on Delivery, was Larry's wife, Carol.
Aha.
So it's all kind of connected. Vero's a small town. We all know each other. So Carol's actually working with us now on this play as well, which is wonderful. So I did the one play with them. I took a break for several years, hadn't thought about it. And now I'm excited to get back and get on the stage again.
Indeed. And it's important to notate to our listeners that this is going to be a different stage than we are used to. This is not at the Vero Beach Theatre Guild at all.
No, it's not. It's we're basically all Theatre Guild connected, but the play is actually on in First Presbyterian. We're using their stage there, the McAfee Hall. So they've been so gracious. They've been wonderful allowing us to rehearse there and actually put on the shows over Thanksgiving. And just, we've been lucky to have that spot to work with.
Now, Thanksgiving weekend premieres the production.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to run clear through December 1st on those Saturdays and Sundays from the time of Thanksgiving to the
That's
beginning
right.
of December.
We're doing two matinees Saturday, November 30th, and December Sunday, December 1st.
Okay.
2 o'clock matinees. Those two performances.
Those two performances. Okay, I see. Now, tell me a little bit about your role, Paula. What is it excited you? What gravitated you to it, aside from the
yeah.
fact that you are indeed from Ireland?
Yes.
What else
yeah.
brought you to life?
Well, the play itself, it has a few interesting characters. We have elves. We have certain famous Christmas character. But there was a role. My role is for a Irish school teacher.
Uh-huh.
So I don't really have to put on an accent. I just use my own.
It's so easy. She shows up and reads. I love it.
So, it's fun. And as Larry said, he wrote the script for it. He's done a wonderful job on it. We're in a lot of scenes together. I think we kind of connect pretty well and we work pretty well together. But yeah, it's a fun role.
And how do you feel about Christmas in general?
That's great.
Right?
Of course.
And then you have this Irish Christmas tale. I mean, where you're from in Ireland, did your town really embrace Christmas the same way?
Yes, we did. And the funny thing is, because this is on at Thanksgiving, we don't have Thanksgiving. Obviously, it's an American tradition.
Yeah.
So I have embraced Thanksgiving as well as Christmas. So I'm kind of getting a double whammy of it now.
Love that. And so it's a lot of music and storytelling to deliver the spirit of Christmas. Mm-hmm. So then do you yourself do a lot of singing in this production?
You'll be glad to hear I don't. My singing is reserved for the shower. That's it.
So that's fun. Okay, so it's not going to be all music.
There's a lot of music, and most of the other characters will be singing, but that's not part of my role. I have a lot of kind of poetry through it.
Okay.
I'll work with a lot of the singers. And it just all, it ties together pretty well. It's just kind of a few different elements to it.
I like it. Now, Larry, because it's just the two productions, matinees, November 30th, Saturday, Sunday, December 1st, both at 2 p.m., they're at the McAfee Hall, 520 Royal Palm Boulevard, right inside the First Presbyterian Church. Beautiful. Plenty of parking.
Yes.
We love this aspect. What is one of the takeaways you're going to want folks to experience after they see this production? And then we'll talk about pricing and how they can reserve tickets.
Mm-hmm. Well, my main motivation initially, this is a pilot of a musical. So what I'm looking for is audience reaction. That's the main reason for doing this in the pilot, is to get audience reaction.
Uh-huh.
And there are two kinds of audience reactions that I want. One is the overall reaction from people of all beliefs, all ages, in that McAfee Hall audience. The other is something we're going to do after each performance. Anyone who wants to stay to give us feedback, I want those individual reactions as well, pro and con, because this is also a learning experience for us. What I want for the audience, I want the audience, first of all, to be thoroughly entertained.
Nice.
I want them to be happy when they leave the show. I want them to be filled with the Christmas spirit when they leave the show. Now, you might say, well, what if an atheist shows up and walks out filled with the Christmas spirit? Not my fault. He was forewarned.
Okay?
It's a story, and it's the story of Professor Winslow. Actually, it's the story about a cover-up. It's a cover-up by the Norwegian Nobel Committee, the one that gives out the Peace Prize.
Uh-huh.
See, all of the Nobel Prizes are given out in Stockholm, Sweden. They're presented by the King of Sweden at Stockholm Concert Hall, except one, the Nobel Peace Prize, which is given out in the Oslo City Hall by the head of the Norwegian Nobel Committee. So if you go back and look up all the Nobel Peace Prize winners from 2024, when you get to 1915, it'll say no recipients.
Huh.
In Dancing on the Dingle, An Irish Christmas Tale, Anna, that is a big fat lie. That's a cover-up, because there was a recipient. And the recipient was Professor Winslow Welk, professor of anthropology from the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks. But the problem the Nobel Committee had was the findings were so amazing, astonishing, whatever. They were afraid that the world at large would say, preposterous, this couldn't happen. And they were afraid that it would taint their reputation.
Interesting.
So now what Dancing in the Dingle is here now over 100 years later, we are telling the audience the truth through a musical story with 18 original songs. But it's the story of Winslow Welk from North Dakota, and his findings on the Dingle Peninsula of Ireland, Reykjavik, Iceland, and the North Pole.
Fascinating. This is exciting. Now, adult tickets are just $20. Kids and students, just $10. And the best part is that the proceeds benefit the First Presbyterian Youth String Orchestra to keep the music going.
The Youth String Orchestra, they are amazing in themselves, first of all. Jacob directs them. He took them to New York last year for a week. He took them to L.A. this year. And surely coincidental, he's taking them to Iceland, to Reykjavik.
My, oh, my.
No connection between. It's absolutely.
It's meant to be.
For a world competition in Iceland.
Wow. So now I want to send people to the website.
Yes.
And that's going to be dancing-dingle.com.
Dancing-dingle.com. Or they can probably just put in Dancing on the Dingle in Google, and it should come right up. But Dancing,
yeah. It's so unique. You're not going to come up with anything else.
Right. I can honestly say that it makes me smile each time I say it. It is just a joy. And it will, in fact, help to just encourage that Christmas spirit as we kick off into December. So November 30th, December 1st. We had given a shout out for our friends over at Fox and Nails. I also want to give a quick shout out to our friends at Union Home Mortgage. We're going to be entering 2025 in no time at all. You may be looking to have home ownership as one of your checklists, whether you're upsizing, downsizing. Shannon Pohl, Lucy Cranker, their entire team, they have decades of experience. It's a free sit down, get you on the path to home ownership. Lots of programs, whether you're a veteran, first time home buyer, land, you name it. Union Home Mortgage, thank you for your ongoing support. We're going to go for a quick break. There's much more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia. Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Sturgis Lumber is the county's most trusted hardware store. Sturgis stocks stainless steel products, power tools, construction and painting supplies, propane, plumbing, and electrical parts. 4645 US 1 Vero Beach. Sturgis Lumber and Hardware.
It's Bluegrass Night every Thursday at Marsh Landing Restaurant. Enjoy our famous swamp water with down-home favorites like frog legs, fried chicken, and peanut butter pie. The music starts at 6:30 every Thursday. Call for reservations. Bluegrass Night at Marsh Landing in Fellsmere.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats, and chairs in all the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Riverside, Universal Coastal Living, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of Berlin Gardens and Pollywood. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Right now, we're having a huge fall sale with lots of great markdowns and discounts on everything you need for your Florida home, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Family owned and operated since 1991. Don't forget to visit our outlet store directly across the street, filled with lots of brand name closeout and sale items. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com. Sunshine.
Hey, you! Host your very own show every week at Evergreen Media Network in Vero Beach. Go live to YouTube and Facebook with up to 4 people and your very own producer. Be heard on more than 15 podcast platforms and local radio. All you have to do is show up and talk. Your guests can join from anywhere in the world. It's easy to get started with the largest podcast studio on the Treasure Coast. Contact Evergreen Media to tour the studio.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the most. A shout out to my team over at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. If you know of anyone planning an upcoming move or simply needing help getting those big gifts home from Restoration Hardware or other stores, our team can assist. Local, nationwide movers, interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, White Glove A-plus rated. We will make you feel wonderful with a cost-effective, pleasurable moving experience to boot. It's always a free estimate, whiteglovesusa.com. True Colors Salon and Spa. As we transition into a new season, you might want to do something different with your hair, and True Colors can make that happen. They have stylists for every budget. They have weekend and evening hours and a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. P.S., massage packages and monthly specials. Take advantage. Thank you to True Colors Salon and Spa. Okay, we are talking about Dancing on the Dingle, an Irish Christmas tale. My dear friend, Paula Bushell, is a principal role within this production. She is, in fact, truly Irish, and she plays an Irish school teacher. Now, let's just talk about the setting here. The story does not take place in modern day.
No, the story's based a little over 100 years ago, back in 1911, 1912. So there is the historical element to it, but there's a very, very fun kind of creative side to it, too.
And, of course, being set back in that time, the story itself lends that he is looking and in search of an educated person in this particular region of Ireland. Mm-hmm. Not only do you fit the bill by being a woman, an Irish, and in Vero. But additionally, you are able to take on this role and really become her on stage.
Yes, yeah. So I play a school teacher in it. So I've never been a teacher. But it was quite a nice role for me to kind of slip into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, here beside you is Larry Strauss. He's the creator of the show. He wrote the story. He wrote the lyrics. He had ideas and melodies. By golly, a year and a half ago, after collaborating with Dr. Jacob Craig, this whole musical has come to life.
And on top of that, I have the best director I know, Mark Wyganik.
Oh, we love Mark. He is great.
And so fortunate to have Mark directing this show. And very quickly, Jeffrey Barkwell, of course, Paula, Dr. Jacob Craig also plays a character, Tara G. Vanone, Phil Markley, Dee Rose, the new president of the Theater Guild, is in the show, playing two different roles, myself, Carolyn Toohey, John Toohey, and Robin Volsky. But I am grateful to you for helping me. I had this whole show cast, except for the Irish school teacher. And so when I came in and asked you, I said, Anna, I need somebody who can play that teacher. And you gave us Paula. And I am very grateful to you. Thank you.
Yeah, not just an actress, but she's Irish, too.
I know. I was like, I think I have the perfect gal indeed.
Yeah. I'm a drama queen.
But in the best way possible, darlings, in the best way. And to think she's an actress, and especially a wonderful actress on Saturday, November 30th and Sunday, December 1st, both at 2 p.m., these matinees for Dancing on the Dingle and Irish Christmas Tale. But she also has an incredible way with people, and it, for years has been in sales. So we do RV and yacht sales after her own adventures. I just am in awe of this beautiful lady.
Thank you. Thank you, dear.
Indeed. Okay, so it's going to be at the First Presbyterian McAlfie Hall, 520 Royal Palm Boulevard. Beautiful property. You simply can't miss it. Plenty of parking. Larry, please, one more time with the website and how folks can secure their tickets and have this opportunity to blend storytelling and music to deliver this Christmas spirit.
The website is very simple, dancing-dingle.com. And the tickets are very reasonable, $20 for adults, $10 for kids. Tickets can be ridiculously expensive these days.
Yeah.
This is for families, members, all ages, all beliefs.
And you're going to help support the First Presbyterian Youth String Orchestra while doing it at the holiday time. It's just terrific. Larry, Paula, thank you for being here. Check out treasurecoastinsider.us for live links to this show and past shows. Until next week, cheers.